What's up, Podcast Land? Episode 113, featuring Rest Repose, is brought to you by Silence and Solitude. Based out of Southern New Jersey, Silence and Solitude is a metalcore quintet that consists of Shane Roxas, Colby Hempel, Cody Mitchell, Alexander Coates, and Justin Pomper. The band formed in early 2015 and made their debut in September of the following year, having spent the previous year writing and recording. They released their debut album Resurgence in December of 2016, which debuted at number 20 on iTunes Metal Charts. They have released music videos for their singles Suffering, Deceiver, and for their cover of Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. Yeah, we could blame that on the allergies. Yeah. But, I mean, if you don't want to take my word for it, and you don't want to take their word for it, how about New Transcendence? They had to say that Resurgence is a must-listen for 2016, without a doubt, especially for fans of metal and its subgenres. If you're looking for something that is emotionally powerful, but not too whiny, aggressive, but not hate-filled, and will stand the test of time, this is the album you've been searching for. For more information, visit www.silenceandsolitude.com. God almighty, my allergies suck, but we're going to power through this, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, cough, cough, cough. Episode number 113 is also brought to you by Old Self. Based out of Toms River, New Jersey, Old Self fleshes out ambient rock melodies with poetic arrangements while using people's stories as the concepts and lyricism for their songs. They help bring people's dark thoughts to the public in a very unique manner. Their hope is to reach out to not only their fan base, but to everyone they come across with in a therapeutic way. Recently pairing up with the nonprofit organization, A Voice for the Innocent, they are working on furthering their outreach in hopes they can help as many people as they can in a positive way through music. For more information, they're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under Old Self Official. And last but not least, before my throat gives out, we got 627. Imagine the Foo Fighters and Muse stuffed in an underground studio during the nuclear holocaust with nothing but Weezer and Radiohead albums to session. Yeah, I'd like to be a fly on that wall too. Now you can, thanks to 627. Delivering the attitude of the underdog and the punch of a champion. 627's chunky guitar riffs, charismatic vocals, and emotional solos are the most beautiful ass-whooping your ears have ever taken. For more information, hit up dub7records.com and like them on Facebook. SIXTWOSEVEN 627. That's 627 spelled out, and then the number 627. So let's get into it. Sorry that you had to listen to my gravelly voice. It's not even gravelly in a good way either. It's not like I could do jazz radio. That'd be fun. Yeah, it would be. Now we're getting deeper. But anyways, today it's all about Sarah and her first solo podcast with Tony and Fluff of Rest Repose, and it starts now. From out of the wasteland of generic podcasts and radio shows, one has emerged. It prides itself on having conversations with the most talented musicians from all over the world. If you like a boring question and answer interview, this isn't for you. If you want deep conversations about anything and everything, you've come to the right place. Your new favorite show starts now, and its name is Behind the Barricade.
Yeah. Hey, there he is.
There I am.
Is Fluff?
Cool. Yes, that's Fluff.
Hello, Fluff. This is Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
How are you?
I am excellent. How about yourself?
I'm good. It's nice to meet you guys.
Nice to virtually meet you. Nice to meet you, Tony.
Hey, nice to meet you, Fluff.
So what's going on?
Not a whole lot, man. Are we rolling? Is this live?
This is live. This is as live as it gets.
Oh, man. There's probably 2 minutes of dead air. What a boring episode. I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. I kept them entertained.
Yeah, not a whole lot going on. Well, actually, there's a lot going on, but we're just in one of those weird, interesting phases of being in a band where we are doing a million things. Can we say bad words or no?
You can say as many words as you want.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we're just in this weird time where we're working around the clock on things, like whether it be, you know, merch designs or recording, mastering, mixing, and even some of us are still writing.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing, you know, the appearance is that nothing is getting done. So it's a frustrating time to be a musician, is like just before an album cycle, because we can't say anything and, you know, dates are all pending, and it's just a bunch of gray right now.
Yeah, we hear that a lot, actually, you know, when bands can't really talk too much. And it's just, you know, specifically interesting for us when we hear a band say we can't talk much, and we're like, oh, that's not really that cool.
But... Oh, no, we can say a lot, but there's just stuff that is like, you know, we've like pushed the album back a couple times now. So like we try not to speak in absolutes at this point, just because things are changing so much. So
are you superstitious?
We can talk about it all. No.
No.
Are you superstitious?
I wouldn't consider myself superstitious.
I am horribly superstitious.
Are you really?
Oh, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Is there anything specific that you're superstitious about?
I'm superstitious about exactly what you just said. Like I would have said, I won't talk to anybody about my album because then something bad will happen to it.
Interesting.
I don't know about that. We like to drive that hype.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously after it drops and it's out there and people are able to buy it, but if it's not a finished product, you're not going to hear me talking about it at all.
Right.
Which is probably why I do this and I don't make music, because I probably would not even get off the ground. So
I think you should try it.
So you guys aren't superstitious at all?
I don't know. I don't know that I am. At least I don't think about it. If I am, it's subconscious, you know?
Yeah.
Like I don't have like any overt superstitions that I like avoid or anything like that. But if I'm staying on the 13th floor, I'll probably be a little like, you know, my butthole will pucker a little bit.
No.
Like stuff like that.
Yeah, no. See, I have the number 13 tattooed all over my body.
Now I can't talk to you.
In several different spots. In fact, my first 13 tattoo was, are you familiar with Iron Maiden?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, who isn't familiar with them? But my favorite album from Iron Maiden is Number of the Beast. And I remember seeing that poster, if you recall the album cover, I remember seeing that poster as a kid when it first came out. I'm dating myself now. But and I just remember looking at Eddie's face, and I was like, I was mesmerized, even as a kid. Like I was young. Like I wasn't allowed to have the album or listen to it or anything like that. But I just remember like seeing his face on that poster, on that, you know, that marketing poster, and I never forgot it. So my first 13, it's actually Eddie's face, drawn by a friend of mine. Right on my shoulder, and it's a sideways 13 in red through his mouth. It's an original, wow. So yeah, it's pretty special to me.
That's cool. There, yeah. I was always weird, like afraid of the zombie, like Eddie or whatever his name is. I don't know why, but it was always so weird to me because when they do like live performances, they bring like the zombie out, right?
Every damn time.
But he's like 12 feet tall or something like that.
Oh, at least I saw them actually at PNC in Homedale for one of their latest albums. I don't know. They drop an album like every week. I don't know how they do it, but they did. They brought him out for Fear of the Dark, and my heart just stopped. Like I said, I can die right here, and everything would just be okay. Because
that's cool.
He literally looked like he was like just I can't even tell you how tall he was. Like, I don't even know who was walking, if it was mechanical, if it was, like, somebody in there. You know who else does that is Rob Zombie.
Oh, yeah, he's bringing the stage show back in a huge way.
We just saw him. I brought my daughter to see him.
Yeah.
And, like, it's a circus. It's an absolute circus. Are you guys fans of Rob Zombie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. I'm a huge White Zombie guy, too.
I would have had to hang up. Yeah. White Zombie is amazing. I've seen him. The first time I saw Rob Zombie, and I say Rob Zombie because I never saw White Zombie. I was not fortunate enough. Again, it was young. And,
so was I.
You know, but it's a circus. So what he does additionally is he always incorporates his films into the concerts, into the shows. Like it's amazing because he'll just have, like, you know, the clips going on in the background. He'll do the soundtracks. He's everything you want to see. So he's a pretty amazing guy, and he's nice. I met him, and he comes up to every single one of his fans and gives them a huge hug. That's how
I've heard that.
Yeah, that's how he introduces himself. Like, he's just phenomenal.
That's awesome.
So
that's really cool.
So why don't we talk about your band a little bit? Because I'll go all night. I really will. So tell me what's going on with your bands.
Oh my gosh. It's weird. It's like hard to figure out where to start, right? Because like I said, we had a bit of, I don't know how much you know, but we had like a little bit of a hiatus a few months back.
Yes. Start at 2015. Start when you were born.
All right. So I was 9 pounds and
fat ass baby.
Well, Fluff could probably talk more about our inception because I wasn't around for all of it. I came a little late to the party.
Okay.
So basically the band started when I kind of went through a divorce and I lost my job like in the span of like a month.
Wow.
And it was a very trying time. And Jared, our drummer, kind of was coming over and I was not in good shape physically or mentally. And he was like, you know, maybe we should do something more constructive with your time other than drink. Maybe we should do a band. And I said, yeah, that sounds pretty good. And I had some songs from the YouTube channel that I had kicking around, and we kind of turned them into songs. And then we needed a guitarist, and Tony messaged me, said, I'm your guy. Mm-hmm. And I said, anyone who would say I'm your guy is clearly not our guy. and I was wrong, fortunately. He came down and he tried out, and we thought he had great hair. So we hired Tony. Fantastic hair.
I'm looking at your picture. You do have great hair.
I hate
guys. Like my hair is down past my ass, and I can never even get it to look like that, like at all. So right? Screw off.
I know.
We gotta cut it first, but
yeah.
But all
right, anyway, go ahead. You stopped drinking and you started a band.
Yep, we started the band. Tony joined, and we just kind of we put out the Sleep City EP, and that was kind of just a batch of songs that I had already had. We just needed something to start, and, you know, to kind of kick off the band, and we put out the EP, and it I think went to number 9 on iTunes on the alternative, which was fucking crazy. Mm. And a few months later, we started planning the Sleep City tour, which we did last summer. That brings us to July 2016. Mm-hmm. And basically got off the road, and we realized that we kind of needed to switch gears as far as our singer goes.
Okay.
And so we replaced him with our man Tanner. Tanner's the newest, he's the baby of the band. And then we kind of, I don't know, his life kind of fell apart, as it were. He kind of went through, oddly, kind of the same thing I did at the inception of the band at the same time that we got off tour. And
like the divorce and everything?
Yeah, he split with his lady, and it wasn't pretty. And he had to figure out a bunch of personal stuff right away. And communication in the band wasn't that great, and Jared, our drummer, was in kind of a weird place because he his relationship had ended at the time, and everyone was kind of in a weird spot. So we decided to just kind of call it quits.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think our heads, looking back, our heads were not into it. But what we should have done is just took a break.
Yeah, that's heart wrenching.
Yeah, it was weird to see. Like, because I mean, there's not a lot you can do. You just have to kind of go through it. And
yeah, I'm a victim as well. I'm a what are you called, a divorcee?
Divorcee, yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah, I'm. And you never. Tell me you feel this. It's standing in the courtroom. It's like you're standing there stark nude and everybody's staring at you.
Yep.
Is that a good way to put it?
It's a good way
to put it, right? And do you have kids?
I didn't with my wife. No, I have a daughter. She's 16.
Oh, wow. But, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, dude. But, how old are you?
I'm fucking old. I'm 36.
All right. Well, I mean, I got you beat, man. I'm 38. I'll be 39 in July. My daughter just turned 19 yesterday, but I'll tell you, you sound like you're like 16.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Remember that, Tony.
That's a compliment. That's a compliment, too.
Have to put a curtain over your head and just shoot your voice. Yeah, he's 16, we swear.
And...
Hey.
So that almost catches us up.
Well, you said hiatus. How long was it? How long of a break did you take?
5 months?
It wasn't that long.
That's not horrible at
all. No, but it did, though, is it set us back too far. Like, whether it was 5 months or 2 months, like, we made things happen quickly in the interim. You know, we had assets to dispense, and we had a van we needed to get rid of because it was just sitting in Fluff's garage, and he has an HOA, so that, you know, you can't have, like, just random vehicles at your house. And it's just a bunch of shit that was just causing more stress. So we were like, all right, well, fuck it. We'll dissolve the... fund, and we'll dissolve the van money and everything else. And then now when you start to come back and you don't have any money, that makes things difficult. And Fluff's a really accomplished producer and an engineer. So we have the ability to, like, record and produce ourselves as far as music goes. So that saves us a ton of money. But when you're trying to, like, revamp, you know, when you're trying to restart a band, it's like, you know, we're talking about tours and stuff like that, and we want to go out summer, but we don't know if it's going to even happen because we're just like, well, how are we going to get where we need to go? You know, like, our van's been sold, and we don't have the startup money to get a new van, but we can't make any money unless we tour. And, like, if we wait for the album funds to come in, we'll miss the summer tour cycle. So we're just in this real shit spot right now where there's just a lot that we want to do, and we don't have the means to exactly do it unless we want to just get really risky and start going into a little bit of debt, which I think we're fine with because we know we can come back from it. But that was the biggest problem with the hiatus, is not so much that we did it, but how it left us.
Right.
I think is where we're struggling to kind of pick back up.
Yeah. I can understand that. What you talk about having a van, is it impossible for everybody to just use their own personal vehicles? I'm only asking this because, like, I see what, you know, bands that I follow locally do. I don't know what it's like out in Washington. Is that a possibility, or do you have to absolutely have something to use?
Right. For the local stuff, or even the stuff that's, like, on the other side of the mountains, we will take our own cars. Like, for example, for the next show we have, which is May 6th in Walla Walla, Washington, I'll be borrowing my fiance's car, which can pull a trailer.
Okay.
So, and then Fluff, I think, is going up in his car with the rest of the dudes. So no, I mean, for now we can, but we have plans to do, national tours and stuff like that. We're booked with a company called Artery, who does a lot of really big tours and sends their bands out on some really cool stuff. And especially, like, if we were, you know, like, for example, Warped Tour,
exactly.
You can barely do that in a van, like, let alone your personal vehicles. It would just be a nightmare, you know?
Yeah. I hear you.
And then just the expense of having multiple vehicles on the road at once would be kind of catastrophic. I don't know that it would outweigh what it would cost us to rent something, but it's almost to the point where we're just like, okay, we need to go get personal loans and just, like, buy a new van and pay them back once the album cycle comes through. Because, you know, we do okay when albums come out. That's how we make a lot of our money. So we know we'll get the money to do it. It's just like, we don't want to miss the summer touring cycle So now it's just a matter of what do we do, like how do we cure that? Do we pre-orders or sell our dicks or what do we need to do, kind of thing, you know?
I say go for it. Not so much on the
sell our dicks.
Not so much on the dicks part, but like take the loan. Try that first. You know, so
okay.
I mean, that should be like your dick should be a backup plan always. Your fiance, you know, I think like the whole divorce thing would just come back into play with that.
Oh,
you would have an issue with that,
right?
That's a good point. But yeah, just go take the damn loan, dude. Just take the fucking loan. Just do that.
Yeah,
the money.
Yeah,
I think that's where we're at. We're very lucky. We have a company called Tone Management that we work with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they've offered help in that arena, but it's more just like the long term, you know, it's like a fresh relationship again, where it's like we were dating for a few months and we got real serious and we like, you know, we loved each other and then we broke up and now we're like just trying to take everything a little slower and baby
right.
step it. And, cause, you know, buying a van again and stuff like that. If we take a loan out for a $12,000 van or
it's
something,
it's a commitment.
It's like,
yeah. It's
totally.
A commitment.
Yeah. We're stuck with that until we decide to either really go for it again or till we decide to, you know, break up again. But I think that we're all in different headspaces, you know. I can't speak for everybody.
But I think that's...
I know we're all...
That might be what you need. Do you
just
think?
To have a baby?
No, yeah, well, there to... You know, you're back to...
Yeah.
You're with dicks, you're with babies. Like, what's going on with you?
I meant like have a band baby, you know? Like, when you're with a girl, it's like, we need something to fire this relationship up. And you just, okay, let's have a baby.
I say go with the commitment. Get the van, okay. sign the loan docs, and go with it.
All right, so you're gonna we can come to you if it doesn't work out, right?
She's gonna co-sign.
Co-sign. I really don't know. I told you I was divorced. I don't know what kind of good that will do you, but I will definitely sign my name on that for you.
Hey, there you go. Let's
see it. Set up a GoFundMe.
God, I can't tell you how much against crowdfunding. Me specifically, I think we would all say that that's an embarrassing thing for bands to do.
Do you agree with that? Because I agree with that. I agree with that hardcore. And I know so many people that are doing that. And I'm just like, why? Why would you? I just feel like it's wrong.
I can't speak for it. Well, Fluff, are you? I feel like he's trying to multitask right now. He's been very quiet.
No, I'm just listening.
Okay. What are your thoughts on that? I know I'll tell you mine personally, and then I want to hear from you because we've talked about this before, and I got in trouble earlier in our career when Facebook started to get like a lot of traction because I made a post that said crowds are for surfing, not for funding, just as a joke, you know, being quippy.
Yeah.
And like we got huge backlash, and people were like, I know like all these bands that crowdfund, and people want to support it, that people can support it. But, you know, my personal view, and this is not the view of the band, I mean, it's just my view personally, I think it's bullshit. I think it's a wrong thing to do for your fans. I think that it's like, you know, you owe it to, unless you're going to give them something out of it. Like, I don't mind so much like Kickstarter because
right.
they have to pledge
you're
something
buying
to the
something.
People.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're usually buying a product more times than not. It's like the minimum pledge gets you the product. You're just getting it for a cheaper, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're getting it for like the cost. So
you're getting a deal.
I don't mind that so much, but what I don't like is when bands are, you know, when bands crowdfund things like an album, and especially because I know how much it costs to make an album. And if you have $50,000, call Fluff right now because he will do your album. Like
I will do your album $50,000.
He'll do your album five times. But just like people, how much money people pretend that they need for stuff like that? It's fucking ridiculous. Like if you want to you can get an audio engineer like Fluff.
Mm-hmm.
To probably mix, master, and engineer your album for, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to undersell you, Fluff. But I would guess that if you were like, hey, we really want to do it with you, we'd probably do it for $5,000.
Sure.
And, are you serious?
And all these bands. Yeah. And he's a world-known, you know, like, look at his YouTube. It's huge. He's a famous YouTuber.
Uh-huh.
And there's people out there that go, and there are guys that charge $50,000, no doubt. But if your band cannot produce the funds to be able to record their own record, then you probably shouldn't record a $50,000 record. You probably don't need it. That's a waste of a lot of money.
Agreed.
So
yeah, if you don't believe in yourself enough to get that much money, then why would you ask your fans to?
Right. You're asking somebody else to write your check for you. And it probably comes back to my political views, which I'll save you the time. But ultimately being that like other people don't owe you anything. And if you want to go out and do something, just go do it. And there's a lot of ways to do it. Like, for example, something we do is pre-sales. pre-sales are the best way to understand your audience and what they want from you. So if we don't have any money, we're not just going to go, hey, we made some crappy investments. We broke up. We don't have any money. Can you guys hook us up with some cash so we can buy a van and tour to you? And a lot of people would probably, you know what? We could probably get a really nice van if we wanted to do that. But
probably.
I just think it's wrong. I think it's a fucked up thing to do to your fans, to make them pay to get your content to them. And then you expect them to buy tickets, buy merch, support you as you grow. Like, that's our burden to bear, is to start this up. And if you want to support it, all you got to do is buy CDs and buy tickets.
I'm beyond impressed with you right now. Like,
oh, hey, thanks.
And share your political view. Share it.
No.
You don't have that much time. Trust me.
Just because I have to know. I'm not gonna let up. I have to know. Democrat or Republican?
I'm a Republican.
I love you even more. Trump.
But that's all.
Rules.
That's all I will say.
Oh my God! I love you even more now. Because I knew it. I knew it off the bat when you said somebody owing me something. Hello, everybody out there listening right now, the world does not owe you fucking shit. Do it yourself.
Yeah.
Do it your fucking self.
It's bigger than politics, right? It's just a matter of, like, I don't know. And none of my favorite bands, like, could you imagine? Because you'll always be the band that crowdfunded your record or crowdfunded your van or crowdfunded your merch or whatever it is. And I remember bands like this band called Broken Side, and they're just remember that shit? They're just a laughing stock now, because they tried to go fund something or Indiegogo or some shit. And the biggest one was like, if you pledge $10,000, we'll give you your very own private party with us. And I think they ended up making like $2,000 on a $100,000 GoFundMe. And then it's just like, you're fucking embarrassing. Like, look how much you were asking for. People don't want shit from you.
Wait, how much did they make? I missed it. I'm sorry.
2,000, I think. Oh, but they were asking for 100,000.
Yeah, go home and try again.
It's like, dude, yeah, game over. You put some more quarters in. We'll see if we can get another one. But then you just go down in history as those bands that are just a joke. And it's like,
I'm looking it up. They made $1,421 on a $30,000 goal.
Overestimated drastically. I'm sorry.
And that's another good point. Like, you're seeing, and you talk about, let's go back to being naked in a courtroom with everybody looking at you. It's the same concept. You're throwing this number out there, and you're saying, okay, we need this, we need this. So, all right, what happens now? How embarrassing. Because now, basically, everybody's told you straight to your face, we don't give a shit about you. Or we don't care about you enough to get you to this. And first of all, anybody that would sell themselves out and go broke over a band, I'm sorry, and I respect bands. I have been involved with bands I'm going to be 39. I've been involved with bands since I was like 14 years old. Right. I've been sitting in recording studios, garages, you name it, I've been in it. And I've never in my life had any of the bands I've been around be like, oh, well, let's put up a GoFundMe so you can pay me.
Right. Yeah, I think that a lot of the nobility in being a broke musician comes from the fact that you put, you know, yourself and five other guys, you know, you put your comfort, you put your sanity, you put your money second to everything else to try to just put a message out there through your music.
What's important to you?
Right. And exactly. Where are your priorities? Like, you just want to be comfortable in a band, or you want to make some fucking music because you feel like you have some shit to say and you feel like you have a skill that is worth people hearing. But a lot of people just, it's, I don't know. I blame YouTube and I blame Instagram and stuff like that, because there are people like, you know, like two of the dudes in our band, our drummer's a really well-known YouTuber as well. You guys can look him up. His name's Jared Dines.
Mm-hmm.
He's a really popular guy. And it's just like in the era of people like Jared and Fluff, who are like killing it on the social media, there's, for every one of them, there's a million people who are doing a shit job and only want to have it to get famous. But these guys started just because they were like, you know, this is probably like, I'm sitting here anyway, going through this 35-minute process of how to record on this computer. Yep. Like, I may as well film it. And it caught on. And just so many people don't have shit to say. And it's funny because I'm doing a lot of talking, Fluff. I promise to let you talk.
It's all good, man. It's all good. Keep going. Keep going, baby.
But I just have a lot to say on this specific topic, right? Because, and it's even like, I started some shit again on Facebook because I talked about how, you know, down tuning your guitars. like just detuning your guitars will like that doesn't make you fucking like it's a not it's such a novelty, you know what I mean? Like there's all these bands like you said, Iron Maiden. Like what are they playing? Drop D? Like I don't know how much you know about actual like music. I don't know if you're a musician, but
I know shit. I know nothing.
You don't know shit?
I don't know shit like, at all.
There's bands that there's like a band and I won't name names, but we have a friend who tries really hard and like pushes his band extremely hard.
Mm-hmm.
But he thinks like, you know, he just thinks, I don't know. They expect things to be just like, oh, who do I need to talk to get a European tour? And he'll know who he is if he listens to this. And I'm sorry, dude, I love you. But like, it doesn't just happen like that. You know, it's not just like, who do I need to talk to? It's like, bro, you need to be well known in America. And then you need to go to Europe. Like, you know, you're not doing enough in the United States or anywhere, even in your home. Like, you do good in your hometown, but like, you're not doing well enough even in your own state to become well known enough to just say, who do I have to talk to go to Europe? And then like, you know, and then they have subsequent posts, which are like, oh, we're going to, you know, I think we're going to drop, you know, we're going to drop down to drop D or drop G and get super heavy. Just like these obscenely low tunings. But they think that that's the way out. And like, you don't have shit to say. You just want people to hear what you're doing.
Hold the phone a minute because, and Fluff, you might be, well, both of you might be familiar with this band, Typo Negative.
Yep. Yeah, Type O, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah, my Type God. O's the shit. Dude, I couldn't get out of bed for 3 days when he died. I have like his. I have a tattoo on my arm. The date that he died, I have a tombstone. He was my world.
You're hardcore.
No, I'm just hardcore. I'm just a creepy goth chick. So, of course, Pete Steele's like I had the Playboy pictures. Like, you could talk about that dick. You could talk about that dick all night long, and I would stay on the phone. Anyway,
oh my God,
perfect. So, perfect example. They were big. They were big in Germany. Huge.
Right.
Sellouts, like huge Germany. Right. Like everybody loved Typo. Yep. They came here, and it was like nothing. But he didn't care. He didn't care. He didn't even like Americans. He didn't really like anybody. But
we have friends like that that don't do well in U.S. and then they go to Europe and they're like playing in front of 5,000 people every single night that are like screaming, you know, like.
Do you think it's because they don't speak English?
Maybe. That might be it. That's funny.
All right, Fluff, you go. Your turn.
Yeah, Fluff, go ahead.
Tony's pretty much covered it all. I don't know. Well, where to go from there? Jeez.
Well, what are your thoughts on crowdfunding? Like,
when is it
acceptable and when is it not? Is it ever kind of thing?
If you're getting something like packages, like, you know, exclusive merch and things like that, and records and things like that, I actually don't have a problem with it at all. What I have a problem with is the, what's the one that's not Indiegogo? FundMe?
GoFundMe.
Yeah.
GoFundMe.
Yeah.
The ones where it's just give me straight money for nothing. Just feel bad for me and give me money.
Yeah, the sad stories.
Now, in a band setting, and I am only talking about this within the context of a band asking for it, because a good friend of mine is, you know, he's dying of cancer, and he just did one of the GoFundMes his girlfriend did to pay for his medical bills. That is not what I am talking about. No, I'm talking about if you're in the context of a musical artist just straight asking for money.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think that's bullshit.
If it's not like, I agree. If you're not going to die if you don't get the money, it's not important. You know what I mean? Like, and there are other platforms that are good for stuff like that. Like, you know, Indiegogo or Kickstarter make more sense because you can give back to the fans. But there are so many bands that are just like, we had our van broken into. And like, you know, if you want to help, it's like, just, you know, donate here. And it's like, their goals are like $12,000. I'm like, dude, I've seen your setup. What are you asking? You're asking for them to pay for your, you know, pain and suffering too. Cause you guys maybe had $4,000 in gear in there. And then it's just, you have the, so it's just so contrived, you know, it's all trite and people just, they want to get as much as they can. And it's not about like, hey, we just want to recoup the loss. It's just like, well, let's suck people dry.
Exactly. And see
how much we can get back out of this tragedy. And for me, it doesn't fly. And I think that even if we had something like that happen to us, like if we, short of somebody literally being like, yo, this dude's going to die and we don't have any money to help him, like one of our bandmates live. If we got all of our shit stolen out of our trailer, you know, like we've done enough in our lives through our connections, through past jobs, through friends, through like, you should go look at Fluff's YouTube, see how many fucking amps he has. Like one, we would be a laughing stock if we ever tried to do that because people know how much gear we have and they'd be like, just go home and pick out a new amp. Right. But also just like we've done enough. And I think that we've made enough of a name for ourselves as individuals and as a group that we could just call people and say, hey, look, we got fucked on the road. Like, we lost all the shit. What would it take for you to overnight us some gear? Like, or in 2 days, can we pick up some gear, you know, at a certain place? And it would happen. But
you're talking about your sponsors. You're talking about your sponsors?
Yeah. Not necessarily sponsors, but like friends and, yeah, sponsors too. Well, I mean, we definitely have some sponsors who would do that. Be like, yeah, go to this location. We've comped some amps. Go pick them up. Like, they'll let you take them and we'll pay for them or something. Like,
and you know, actually,
we have that luxury because we've worked.
You've actually, you just explained a question I actually had, because you guys actually have a section of your website dedicated to your sponsors. I have never seen that.
Oh, for sure.
I have never seen that. And you know, throughout this whole conversation, now I understand why. And I'm like, wow, I'm like, I got to ask them about that, because that's something I like asking things when I see something that I haven't seen before. I like it when it's like new and it's different. So now I get it. Like, that's crazy.
We have a smoke screen up where people, you know, people think we're all well-to-do and we're all rich, and especially Fluff, because he's got a level of celebrity. So people think like, oh, that dude, 190,000 fans, like that dude's rich, you know? And it's like, no, we're all paycheck to paycheck, like a lot of people. I mean, I am, I can't speak for Fluff, but I know I am.
Yep. I am.
And, and you know, and it's like, yeah, we spend a lot of money on this gear, but I think that one thing that we can both agree on is like, without our endorsers, like we would never be able to live the lifestyles that we do. Because that shit's fucking expensive.
Horribly. You know?
And most of the stuff on our pedal board, like Dunlop and Balaguer and these companies, are so good to us. And are literally just like, hey, I have this new thing. Can I send you three of them for all the dudes in your band? And it's just like, you know, so we want to give back. And like those companies, yeah, they're millions of people big. And our website maybe sees a couple thousand of people a month. Like, they don't need us by any means, but it's the smallest thing we can do.
And it helps.
To show that, hey, like, we really appreciate what you guys do. We want to rep the shit out of you guys. And I think that's why we're with a lot of the brands we're with.
But it's free advertisement, too. No matter what, free advertising is free advertising. How much these people spend on advertising. I mean, advertising is everything. That's exactly, you're doing that now. You're advertising right now. That's what you're doing.
For sure. That's why we're doing it.
Think what you're doing.
Well, and we like you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's because I let you say dick, right?
That's right. Yeah. That's probably my fiance lets me get away with.
So, all right. Well, what? I know you're trying to set stuff up. Do you have any upcoming shows?
Yeah, go ahead, Fluff. You can take this one. I have a juice I need to drink. It's getting watery.
So far we only have two shows. The first one being May 6th in Walla Walla. It's like a huge festival, the Home Sweet Home Festival. That's a 2-day festival, but we're playing on night two.
Okay.
And then the next show currently is September 9th in Fife, Washington at Louis G's, which is also a big festival.
Yeah.
Which I don't know all the details on the festival. I know there's going to be a lot of bands there. I think it's Motograder is headlining along with Mechanism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're like the direct support for the co-headliners of the bill.
Yeah. So that'll be a fun show.
Right.
Yeah, that one will be crazy. That's like our first home show. If we don't do anything between now and then, that'll be our home show. And we haven't played, you know, in almost a year.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah, so it'll be fun.
Should be a good time.
Yeah. Well, I do wish you luck in setting up your summer tour. I hope it works out for you. Go take the loan, set up your summer tour, and everything will be fine.
All right. I'll tell them you said so at the bank.
Everything. It's actually funny because my day job, I'm a banker.
Oh, well, I'm a
banker. Yeah.
You can get us a loan.
I can't do it out in Washington, dude. I can't.
Oh, that's right.
Dude, please. If I got one band to come in, I would like start jumping up and down on my desk. I can't talk about it, but seriously, you're the farthest thing that walks across my desk that I couldn't even tell you. So
you mean like you don't?
I don't see. No, not at all. Not at all. And I would love to. And you know,
most of us don't have money.
Yeah, but I would love to incorporate. Like I've always said, you know, this is your audience. This is your people that you have to reach out to. And you know, they just look at me like I have 8 heads because I'm supposed to look a certain way and act a certain way. And I'm telling you, this is a way of the future. But they don't want to listen to me. Anyway, well, all right. So, let's see. Social media. Where can we find you?
You can find us on Facebook. You can just search Rest Repose, R-E-S-T, comma, R-E-P-O-S-E. And at Rest Repose Band on that their Instagram and Twitter. And then
RestRepose.com?
Yeah, RestRepose.com is probably really the best place to go because you can find all of our social links.
I agree. I thought it was the best.
And then you can find Snapchat? We don't mess with Snapchat.
No, when Snapchat came out,
like, okay, I got Snapchat when it first came out because I was like, this is tight. Like, girls can send booby pictures, and then they're gone. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's no worry. And then it became this weird thing where people like stories, and I don't know. It just got convoluted, and I still don't know how to use it. Innocent.
I don't get it at all. I don't get it at all.
But Fluff, what's your channel or, like, your URL or something people can find you at for?
Just search Fluff on YouTube, and the channel's called Riffs, Beards, and Gear.
Radical. And then you can find our drummer on YouTube as well. Look up Jared Dines, D-I-N-E-S. You'll find him too. He's a hootin' good time as well.
Spell the first. What was it? The first
Jared?
Name? Oh, Jared.
J-A-R-E-D. Yeah.
All right. I'm writing that down because I don't want to look it up.
Do it. Yeah, do it. That'd be rad. And if you have any other questions for us?
Well, here's two. So what they do here is they like to start the show and stop the show with a song of your choice. So what's your song that you want to start the show with?
Any song?
Any song you want. Well, it's got to be yours. Advertisement. Oh, advertisement. Tony,
our
come
own
on.
Song?
Yes.
Oh, do you have our songs? Do you have like an EP or something?
Yeah. Do I have what?
Do you have our songs available?
Do I have your songs available? Let me look.
Mm-hmm. If you don't, we can send them to you.
I don't have them available.
Oh my goodness.
I know, that's horrible.
I think we're only going to play two of them from in the future. So I think probably you could start it with Generator.
Okay, that one I saw.
And then end it with Sleep City probably.
Okay.
And that's this is our old singer, and that's another thing like I talked about where we're just like there's a million gray areas right now where it's like we want to be able to like give people our music, but it's like you might love that. And then you might hear our new stuff and be like, I hate this, or vice versa. So try not to make too many judgments based on what you're hearing. Musically, the new stuff's quite different. And even obviously from a vocal standpoint, it's very different. So don't make any predeterminations. Or you can just play like a couple of our favorite songs. You could always do that too.
You know what? Screw it. Give me one of those. I'm going to do this different. This is my show.
Yeah,
so go ahead.
Right.
Fluff,
what song?
That song shit. Give me two songs you guys want to hear.
I want to hear the new Our Last Night song.
What do you want to hear?
What's it called?
Our Last... Oh, God. What's it called? Hang on. I'm looking it up. It's called... Wait, that's not Our Last Night. What was the other one, Tony? The video. They had the awesome video.
Oh my God, that could be anybody.
While She Sleeps.
Oh, While She Sleeps, dude. Yeah, the song's called
Silent Speaks.
Silent Speaks.
Silent Speaks.
Yep.
Yeah.
And who is the band?
Amazing. While She Sleeps.
You want me to start with that or end with that?
Should end with that.
You want me to end with
that
one?
Yeah, I'll give you.
All right, Tony, give me the starter.
Okay, it's a band called Bad Rabbits.
Okay.
What I've been listening to a lot lately. It's not hardcore or anything like that. It's not heavy at all.
Who gives a shit?
The album's called American Love.
Okay.
And you should play Doing It.
Doing It? Like LL Cool J? Doing It and Doing It?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Exactly like that.
All right. What's the album called again?
American Love.
American Love. All right. So we got Bad Rabbits, American Love, Doing It, and we got While She Sleeps by Silent Speaks.
Yep.
Good choice. Good choice.
Silent Speaks is that song.
What happened?
The Silent Speaks, that's the name of the song. The band's called While She Sleeps.
Okay.
Yeah, she'll find it.
So just
okay, cool.
So just switch that. All right. Well,
yeah,
thank you.
It
really was a true pleasure talking to the both of you. Thank you so much for like talking and keeping the conversation going. That's awesome. We love it when people do that. All right. Well, make sure go ahead.
I need to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Now I fucking forgot. Shit. Oh, it was so important too.
This is what it's like to be in a band with them.
I know. Fuck me. Damn it. It was so important.
We can do the awkward silent thing again if you want.
Okay, so I got it. So when I said, hey, Fluff's going to come on. And she was like, who the hell's Fluff? And I was like, you don't know Fluff? So did you guys find the band before you knew about anybody else in the band?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. It doesn't usually happen like that.
Yeah.
The Lord goes deep though. Wait till you realize who you're talking to. He's he's like a real celebrity.
Really?
Like Brad Pitt. Don't tell him. but go look him up. Go look him up in Jared. Well, and he'll be like, what the fuck?
I promise you, I will look him up. I'm gonna look it up just because it's really been really good to talk with you guys. It's really awesome.
Oh, it's been awesome.
Well, thanks for having us.
And I'll be honest with you, this is my first solo show.
You did a great job.
Killed it.
I did it because of you guys. I did it because you guys were really that great. We were really that great.
So when we come to Jersey, you're going to come hang out? Or
are
what?
You kidding me? I'm going to be the one standing there with your 50 grand. I'll have that check. Thank I will you. Have that check from the bank. I will be there.
Perfect.
Just remember the girl with the girl with the Pete Steele tattoo with the black hair down her ass. That's going to be me. That's going to be me.
Done.
Perfect.
All right.
Well, thanks again, Sarah.
Oh, please, anytime. It was a great, great pleasure talking to you guys. Good luck, and I really hope to see you guys out here.
Awesome. All right. Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye.
All right, bye. Where is your heart? Can we beat this if we are?
Yeah.
those.